North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm disturbed by the growing trend toward authoritarian government and thinking we don't need a constitution. We need somebody strong that does the right thing. And this is a bipartisan problem, as you're about to learn. Of course, if you take in corporate media, it's only Trump and Trump fans that are authoritarians or want to do away with democracy or whatever. So this was a survey done in the United States. This was actually tweeted out by, dang it, did I grab his name? Because I thought I remembered. Oh, David Shore. We've talked a lot about him in recent weeks. He's a brainiac guru, political science dude who is a Democrat and wants to get Democrats elected, but has been releasing a whole bunch of information in recent months. It's pretty damned interesting. He is not for the woke crowd, I would say. And, I don't want to get off on him. It's interesting on its own. But so he tweeted this out yesterday talking about the growing love of authoritarian governments. And the question posed in this survey was, I'm going to describe various types of political systems and ask what you think about each as a way of governing this country. For each one, would you say it is a very good, fairly bad, or very bad way of governing the country? And this particular question was, having a strong leader who does not have to bother with Congress and elections. As a system of government, would you say that's very good, fairly bad, very bad? In terms of governing the country. Again, I want to make sure everybody understands this. And the statement was, having a strong leader who does not have to bother with Congress and elections.
Is one of the choices so effing bad I can't even convey to you how bad it is?
Well, for somebody of your age and education, it's more likely that you would say that. As education goes up and age goes up, it's more likely that you think that's a terrible idea. But let me tell you, for the general population that has a high school degree, 17% very good, 37% fairly good, for a total of 55% who think that's very good or fairly good, to have somebody in charge who doesn't have to check with anybody else. They just get to do what they want. The majority.
Reminded of the truism that we don't have a democracy, we have a constitutional republic, the idea of the Constitution to protect you from the majority.
For less than high school education, and I don't know how many voters have less than a high school education, but for that crowd, it is 61% very good or fairly good idea. Some college, it's still at 36%. And then it goes down quite a bit as you get up to advanced degrees. Then for, if you break it down by color, it's pretty interesting. There's a lot more non-white people that like that idea than white people.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, if you look at less than a high school degree for the non-white crowd, it's 22% very good, 43% fairly good.
Wow.
So two-thirds think, yeah. And again, let me read that statement in case you weren't paying attention. Having a strong leader who does not have to bother with Congress in elections. So not, you know, they don't even have to be elected anymore. You just get to stay in power, I guess, and do whatever you want. I don't know. I don't know how people are interpreting that.
Hammer through whatever laws you see fit and enforce them.
Now, it drops off for the non-white crowd and the white crowd. It drops off a lot as you go up in education. But that's pretty damn troubling.
Yeah, I would like to slice and dice those numbers further if I had the raw data. I mean, I'm curious. To what extent are the non-white people, so-called, who are soft on totalitarianism, are they from systems like that? It's what they're used to. How many are Venezuelans, for instance? A lot of people flee in Venezuela. And, yeah, they might think the strong man is kind of an effective way to go because they're not hip to the way a constitutional republic like ours works and why it's so great, even as it's so frustrating.
Yeah, so, again, high school education or less, it is majority win for that kind of government. And for non-white high school or less, it's easy majority win. It's two-thirds. And you've got a number of people who are very educated out there in the Twitter world or on talk radio in some cases. They're very educated people who are also saying on the right and the left, this whole Constitution's getting in the way. The other side is abusing it. They're not following the rules, so no more Constitution. Well, saying the Constitution's getting in the way, we don't need to follow that anymore, is basically that kind of government, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I think there are a couple of things at work here. Tell me if you buy these. All right, number one, the frustrations of our system are apparent, and our awful politics, our crappy politics. And so I get people yearning for something simpler and more effective. They haven't heard Churchill's famous saying that democracy is the worst form of government except all others that have ever been tried.
I was about to bring that up, and you yada 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 it a little bit. I was just thinking that should be said at the beginning of every high school course. I don't care if it's gym class or art class. Everybody should know that. And if anybody not understand that? Okay, we've got a special class after school where we can explain that to you. Because everybody should understand that. It's been tried all these other ways, and they're a disaster. You end up in prison or dead.
Right, exactly. By the millions, by the tens of millions. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that's the first part of it. And frankly, you have to be exposed to a certain number of ideas to start to be able to compare them. Particularly politically. And that doesn't take a formal education. I mean, Lincoln famously, educating himself. The second thing that's going on is, as you look at those numbers, that's a hell of a lot of people who are a ready market for being told, you're right, we need a strong man, you're right. And you can sell a lot of commercials and T-shirts and bumper stickers and hats or whatever to those people if you pander to their worst impulses or their ignorance. So you have a lot of that in cable news and talk radio, whatever.
So what would cause the non-white numbers to be so high? The perception that, because you look at a house, well, that doesn't work. Remember, we did this a couple of weeks ago where they'd broken down average household incomes by all the different ethnicity, skin color, whatever you want to call it. And at the very top, it was Asians, Indians, a bunch of different groups before you got down to just plain white. But the overall narrative that people of color make less money, so is that just then, okay, so then I want a strong man or woman who doesn't have to answer to anybody and doesn't have to go through elections? Somehow that's going to make things more fair? For the non-white crowd, even when you get up to some college, didn't graduate college, but have some college, it's 42% think it's a very good or fairly good idea to have somebody that doesn't need to be elected and doesn't need to answer to the people.
Yeah, well, as usual, slicing and dicing by race or color, excuse me, skin color is just so unhelpful. I mean, because I mentioned Venezuelan people, and maybe they're sympathetic to the strongman, maybe they're the opposite. I have a handful of friends who are from Cuban-American families, with various, one's the first generation, one's the second generation, and on. They are militantly pro-American, militantly pro-Constitution, and militantly anti-communist, anti-strongman. So how do they compare with a Mexican to a Venezuelan to a Spaniard to an El Salvadoran? I mean, it's utterly unhelpful. Black people, are they immigrants from Africa? Are they African-Americans who grew up here? They're four generations deep. I don't find those numbers very helpful. I just think it's kind of interesting, but you can't parse it. Oh, I remember that that list of ethnicities and household income, and it broke it down to Japanese-American, Indian-American, Chinese-American, Korean-American, Sri Lankan-American, just on and on and on. And there's just so many differences. I mean, I think the thing you really need to concentrate on is, wow, we have a hell of a lot of people living in this country who don't understand the horrors of totalitarianism, and we probably ought to quit being so lazy about explaining the joys of liberty and start educating our kids. Of course, there's no time to educate them on that because they're educated that boys are girls and girls are boys and all white people are evil.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Salvation Army is dedicated to meeting human needs wherever, whenever, and however they can. Every year, they show more than 25 million Americans love beyond poverty. Your donations help families in need this holiday season and all year long.
Your holiday gift to the Salvation Army supports families in your community this season and beyond. During Christmas, your generosity provides gifts to children who would otherwise go without. After the holidays, your donations give food, shelter, and utility assistance to your neighbors in need.
Show your neighbors love this season and beyond by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword Salvation Army at the prompt. You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form. As a reminder, your donations are tax deductible. The Salvation Army, love beyond Christmas. Dial #250 and say Salvation Army.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-945-5577. 800-945-5577. 800-945-5577.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Joe Getty.
Point of personal privilege.
Don't get brazen with me.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, Tim Sandifer, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, and an out and proud, will talk to you about it for an hour if you ask him, atheist, retweeted this from a guy named Ron Lindsay, who is a philosopher, lawyer, atheist himself. This guy wrote, major drop in Bible reading in the U.S., and he quotes something that I'll read from in a second. A few years ago, I would have cheered this unqualifiedly, a drop in Bible reading. Now I think many will just substitute some other text as unimpeachable sources of wisdom, like How to Be an Anti-Racist or The Mutterings of Q. And that gets to this idea that human beings are built to believe in some sort of higher power, and it would seem that some people are substituting their, what would have traditionally been, you know, one of your Muslim, Jewish, Christian gods, God, there's only one, for some of these, climate change or anti-racism or whatever the hell. That we're built to believe in some sort of cause like that, and people have adopted this stuff. And it's not going necessarily the direction a lot of atheists might have thought. I thought that was an interesting thing from a guy. I would have cheered this years ago. Now I think people are going to substitute crap for it.
Might congratulate him on his newly acquired wisdom to go with his obvious intelligence. They're different things.
Yeah, he's referring to this American Bible Society survey that found an unprecedented drop in Bible reading. I would need to see several years of data before I'd be willing to believe that all of a sudden in 1 year, 15% less people are reading the Bible on a regular basis. I just find that hard to believe.
Agreed, yeah.
And there's all kinds of outliers and stats on that. But it gets into the percentage of people that read the Bible on a regular basis. After reaching a high of 53% in 2014, the share of Bible users among the U.S. population has remained steady between 48% and 51%. I bring that up mostly to think, would you gather from taking in all of mainstream media and our politics that half of Americans are regular Bible readers?
Oh, absolutely not.
Of course not.
No, it's a weird little cabal of 12% of us, maybe.
Yeah, and 10% of the weirdos in America do it. Not half of Americans, or over half at various times over the last decade. Now, this claims it's dropped in just the last year to like 38%. And again, I find a drop that large all of a sudden to be hard to imagine. But it reminds me of a YouTube video I saw the other day with Jordan Peterson on it. He's the clinical psychologist. Joe Rogan kind of made him famous on his podcast, and now, you know, watch his videos if you want. Any utterings of Jordan Peterson, 5 million people watch in the first hour. He's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about the way biblical wisdom has been presented to people over the years, or the way we receive it or whatever. And I was thinking about in my youth, or even rules from your parents, even if it's not coming from your church, if it's just coming from your parents, I need to do a better job of a parent. This is why it struck me, to make it clear the reasons behind some of the rules that you lay out. It's very easy to come out of the world of religion thinking you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. They've got all these rules, and it's just like, you know, rules for a club, like you have to wear a red hat and you're not allowed to paint your mailbox brown, or any of these, you know, arbitrary things that people come up with. No, the reason for this is your marriage will be better. You're less likely to die. You're more likely to have a promising career. I mean, that's the reasons for it. And I do think that a lot of morality is put upon us in a way that it just seems like they're kind of arbitrary rules to see if we'll follow rules, as opposed to, no, the reason we're telling you this is your life will be better if you do this.
Yeah, I would agree. I think sometimes there's a bit of the because I told you so behind the rules that are actually the accumulated wisdom of the entire history of mankind.
Exactly. The wisdom books or proverbs are just like, do all these things and your life will turn out better, more likely than not. It's not,
and the lives of those around you as well. You know, for instance, the laws on marital morality and the rest of it have to do with your children to
sure.
a large extent. I know not every marriage produces children these days.
But if you want to look at it as don't do it because it'll make God unhappy, okay, you can. But it also will just make your life better if you don't cheat on your spouse. If you're kind to people, if you get a job and support yourself, all these different things. I wonder if there's any way we could change the way we talk about various rules. You know, it's the thing that we regularly mention, that whatever they are, don't have a baby until you're married, graduate.
Finish high school.
Just those three things. They're not because they please God. It's because your life is way more likely to turn out okay if you do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And
there seems to be a real hesitation to do that sort of explaining in the modern world. I mean, shouldn't those rules about how to have a happy and non-miserable life be on everybody's lips all the time in America?
You would think so.
And yet they're not.
I guess it's seen as, you know, telling people what to do. Or No. Finish high school,
get married before you have a kid, and what's the other one? I can't remember. Don't take any wooden nickels.
You know, I remember what I gave myself for my birthday? For my birthday, I gave myself transcendental meditation.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it's something, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do anything, but I signed up for a transcendental meditation clinic or camp or I don't know, whatever you'd call it. Anyway, I'm doing it 4 days in a row. Because of COVID, some of it is Zoom instead of in person like it normally is. But I'm about halfway through it, and I started it over the weekend, and so far it's a pretty promising result, I gotta say. I've not had any success with meditation in the past in my life. I've found it to be a miserable experience, miserable experience. And that's one of the things that people like about transcendental meditation. And I think I mentioned this, that I got onto it. Check out the video of Jerry Seinfeld talking about it. He was interviewed about it for an hour. He's been doing it for 40 years.
Wow.
And swears by it. And I have a number of friends, like people I actually know who swear by it too, who do it regularly. And I thought I'll check it out. And so far, at least it's easy, it's effortless, and it's not miserable like other meditation has been for me in the past.
But is it transcendent?
Well, that's what you're hoping for, right?
Mm.
I'm only halfway through the clinic. How would I know yet? I'll tell you when I know.
Armstrong and Getty.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Some things can wait. Decorating for the holidays. Shopping. Hey, there's always next day delivery. But if you're 50 or older or live with a chronic condition, untreated COVID could be deadly. and if you don't get treatment within days, you might not be able to. So, got COVID symptoms? Talk to a doctor and get treatment right away. Because it just can't wait. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Anyway, if you're into the whole China protesting zero COVID thing, I suggested yesterday that Gordon Chang is a pretty good follow on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at Gordon G. Chang. But so here's one of a couple of tweets that got my attention the other day. China is on the verge of descending into chaos. And this, the anger in China, it shows that China is a fundamentally unstable society and will remain so whatever happens in the coming weeks. So regardless of whether this gets put down, it ain't going away, the instability. We thought we would talk about that.
Indeed, Gordon Chang joins us. He's an author and a columnist and an excellent follow on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and thank you so much.
You betcha. In what sense is China on the verge of descending into chaos, and why is the instability going to continue even if these protests are put down?
Because what we see is a fundamental contest between the Chinese people and the communist superstate. The communists, they came to power in 1949. Even though they had a far weaker army than Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists, because the nationalists had lost people's hearts, as a famous Chinese historian said. Well, now, 70 years later, it's the communists that have lost people's hearts. And yes, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, can imprison, he can intimidate, he can do all sorts of things, but he can't win hearts and minds. And so right now, I think that we're going to see a series of protests over probably an extended period, months, maybe years. But this is a contest that the Communist Party ultimately cannot win.
Yeah, but one of the other factors in, you know, that you have to include in assessing whether a regime can continue or whether the will of the people will overcome is the ability of that regime to enforce its will. And China, as a totalitarian state, is pretty darn good at it. I mean, they have astounding technology at their disposal.
Yeah, they have the world's best technology, and they can thank American companies for supplying it. But that's another story. But all the technology in the world doesn't really do you very much good in the end. Yes, in the short term, it can get people to, it can intimidate people. But ultimately, though, we have seen the anger. And I think that if you look at what happened Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's really instructive because there was no leaders, no organization, there was no coordination. But people, in response to the fire in Urumqi, across China, north, south, east, west, took to the streets just out of anger, because the resentment there has been building up for years. Certainly it's exacerbated by the COVID lockdowns. And people understand that the Communist Party is the root of their problems. You know, unlike 1989, where there were demonstrations across China, 371 cities, including the capital, Beijing, people didn't call for the Communist Party to step down or to be overturned. What we heard over the weekend, though, was people immediately jumping to the conclusion that they had to get rid of Xi Jinping and they had to get rid of the Communist Party.
So I'm looking at one of your latest tweets. You've got this picture of this new quarantine camp that they've built that will hold 250,000 people, and it's a stunning picture. I mean, it's like it's a movie set made for, you know, an Orwell book. It's just absolutely incredible. But so when you say China descending into chaos, what does that look like? If the communist regime would fall, what does this look like? It's You know, it's a nuclear power. It's the second biggest economy in the world. Somebody's got to run the place.
Yeah, someone's got to run the place. But do the people who are running the place have the wrong idea? You know, those quarantine camps that you referred to, and they're all across China, which is a real indication that the Communist Party has given up on trying to control the disease, and trying to treat people. What they're really trying to do is imprison them. And that shows a fundamental weakness, as well as a strength. Yes, of course, they've got the resources now to build it, but I don't think they can continue this for very long, especially because these COVID lockdowns are exacerbating their fundamental economic problems, which have to do with debt. So right now, China is, from an economic point of view, in a world of hurt. Because we've got to remember that this internal surveillance system, although it is the world's most effective, is also the world's most expensive.
Hmm. Gordon Chang is on the line. Gordon, what do you suppose is going through Xi Jinping's mind right now, as he was just coronated leader for life, essentially, and is now facing the greatest instability of his tenure? And the COVID thing is not going to get better. What do you think he's thinking?
He's probably thinking, is there any place in the world that he can flee to? Okay, I'm sorry. Xi Jinping, I think, he has this view of, and he's a die-in-the-hard Maoist from all we can tell. So he probably is stunned by the defiance of the Chinese people, as Mao was stunned throughout his tenure at the top of the party. And I'm sure Xi Jinping is thinking about how he can coerce people, how he can, you know, put them in prisons and the rest of it. But we got to remember that even when he received his unprecedented third term last month at the Communist Party's 20th National Congress, it was evident even then that although he had cemented his rule over the party was losing its grip over society, because the first big protests since then were not the ones over the fire in Urumqi over the weekend. They were at that Zhengzhou plant run by Foxconn, the Taiwanese contract manufacturer, makes half the world's, or more than half the world's iPhones. We saw really stunning developments at that iPhone factory. And that was just sort of a warning that these protests were going to go nationwide, which, in fact, they did.
Is it fair to say the Communist Chinese Party is the greatest threat to humanity on the planet?
Well, yes, it is. And I'll give you just one example. As of now, we're talking 6.6 million people have died from COVID-19 outside China. And this is a disease that should have never left China. Chinese leaders, we don't know the origins of SARS-CoV-2. I think it was manufactured in the lab, but we don't have 100% visibility into that. We do have 100% visibility, though, that Chinese leaders spread that disease intentionally by lying about contagiousness. They knew this was highly transmissible human to human, but they told the world it was not. And while they were locking down their own country, they were pressuring other countries to take arrivals from China without travel restrictions or quarantines. So these are 6.6 million people who should be living today. And when you think about it, this is the first time in history that one nation has attacked all the others. That, to me, is a threat to humanity, especially because we know from Chinese military researchers and their publications that they're now developing what they call specific ethnic genetic attacks. In other words, pathogens that will leave the Chinese immune but kill everybody else.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, the next disease coming from China, I hope, is just natural, but it could very well be a civilization killer.
So just to clarify, you don't believe that the spread of COVID, the denial of the origin, the denying the WHO access to any of the genetic blueprints or whatever the proper term is, you think that was a deliberate act of aggression as opposed to classic communist covering your butt?
Well, it was covering butt, but also we know that they did lie about contagiousness, and that's not covering butt. That is, they had to know that when they were telling the U.S. CDC, when they were telling the World Health Organization, when they were telling everyone, don't worry about this, you don't need to take protections because this disease is not transmissible. And they knew inside their own country it was spreading like wildfire. That is not butt covering. That is taking actions that would inevitably lead to the death of people. And because there was no justification for that, the intentional taking of life without justification is murder. They've murdered 1,079,000 Americans as of yesterday. And we haven't even started talking about fentanyl yet. Fentanyl, which is the Communist Party wants spread to the United States because they protect the fentanyl gangs. They know exactly what's going on. Chinese state banks launder the proceeds of fentanyl sales. So we should consider, for instance, the 77,000 Americans last year who died from overdoses of illegal fentanyl. Those also were intentional taking of life without justification.
Well, right, and as we often point out on this show, since so many of those people died with no idea that they were taking fentanyl, it's a poisoning more than it is an overdose. I mean, they were given a substance they didn't want. Well described. Gordon Chang is a terrific follow on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, it's always enlightening. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Man, so much there.
Wow, that ending was a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Yeah, that's the world has not done a good job of making it clear the role China played in 6-some million people dead from this disease and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars spent and the education and all the other stuff. Just has not done a good job of holding China to account for this, partially because they're so powerful monetarily.
Right, there's that. And, you know, I might as well sit around wishing I was a foot taller or whatever. But if not Donald Trump had been in the White House during the height of the pandemic, and the most powerful media apparatus in the world, the American media, weren't so dedicated to making everything about Trump, how much more scrutiny would have fallen on China? I mean, you people in the mainstream media are ideological to the point that it's made you insane. You cannot understand reality when it's put in front of you. So, anyway. Moving past that, though, he is more pessimistic about the future of the Communist Party than virtually all of the other analysis I've read
right
on the current chapter of things. We can get into that more down the road, but they are unquestionably facing some terrible challenges right now, but they have a very good history of knowing when to tighten the grip and when to loosen the grip, when to liberalize to disperse a lot of the anger.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Salvation Army is dedicated to meeting human needs wherever, whenever, and however they can. Every year, they show more than 25 million Americans love beyond poverty. Your donations help families in need this holiday season and all year long.
For people living in poverty, Christmas can be a difficult time of year. Millions of parents struggle to afford basics like food, rent, and utilities before even thinking about buying gifts for their kids.
That's why the Salvation Army steps in, bringing new clothes and toys to 1 million kids each year. And when you give to the Salvation Army during the holiday season, your gift lasts all year by helping to provide shelter, food, and utility assistance every day of the year.
Show your neighbors love this season and beyond by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword Salvation Army at the prompt. You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form. The Salvation Army, love beyond Christmas.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone in number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
KCNR 96.5 FM
AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
I got my fancy pants on.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I've got three stats. One, all interesting. One doesn't matter at all. One kind of matters. One matters a great deal. I can start with the one that doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
If you don't follow the National Football League, the most popular television show in America, they play 16 games per season. They are 11 games into the season, so they're well over the halfway mark. I don't know
if this
is...
I think they play 18 games now, don't they?
Do they?
17 or 18, yeah.
Yeah.
How many games do they play?
18 games. There's 18 weeks, and you have your one bye.
But so there are 17 games now?
They added 17 games.
Okay, so 17 games. I did not know that. Anyway, we're still over the halfway mark. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, with Tom Brady's team, they are in first place in their division at 5-6. That is an amazing statistic.
That is a sucky division. That's what that is.
I don't recall any team being first place this late in the season with a record like that. But anyway, that stat doesn't matter at all. This stat kind of matters, but is worth remembering. I've mentioned it many times, but I want to mention it again because freaking Twitter comes up every single day in the news, mostly because the media is freaking out over the fact that Elon Musk owns it now and they're acting like the world's coming to an end. Remember that less than 50 million adults are on Twitter at all in a country of 340 million people. 50 million are on at all. Only 6% of those Twitter users account for 73% of the tweets, which means that fewer than 1% of Americans are frequently weighing in about politics on the platform and running the discussion. 1% of Americans. So keep that in mind when anybody's freaking out one way or the other about Twitter.
The percentage of Beltway and or Manhattan journalists who are Twitterites is 90%.
Yeah, at least. Now, this statistic that matters a lot and I found quite astounding. We've talked a great deal about the falling birth rate and how it is a crisis. I don't know what you do with it. I mean, the whole welfare state is contingent upon a growing population and adding more workers to prop it up. And we ain't going to add more workers at all because we're currently at 2.1 live births per woman, which is just barely sustain your population rate. As recently as 2007, it was 2.7 live births per woman. As recently as 2007, so it's gone from 2.7 to 2.1 in that amount of time. How would that be? Well, people are having less babies. People are getting married less. People are getting into relationships less. This is the latest Pew survey on this. Over a third, 35% of never married single men and 37% of never married single women, practically 40%, have never been in a committed relationship.
Wow.
Now, they don't know what those numbers are going back because they never used to ask it because you wouldn't, because obviously you've been in a relationship. Everybody's been in a relationship. That's what you do. That's what everybody's trying to do. Not that long ago.
Well, unless you're in a truly unfortunate, very small minority of people at the fringes.
Sure, but for most people, no. When I was younger, the idea of anybody that had never been in a committed relationship, what? That would have been crazy. Past the age of like 22, right, would have been crazy. But now. 35% of never married single men, 37% of never married single women have never been in a committed relationship. Well, that's not going to lead to a lot of kids.
Wow. And the pace of the change has been just mind-blowing.
Right, and I would assume that number's going up. Wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For all the reasons that we talk about all the time.
Yeah. Wow, that's just astonishing.
There
is no impulse more fundamental than coupling, other than needing food, water, and oxygen.
Yeah, and it was like the most, it was the number one thing on everybody's mind my entire young life.
And you cannot tell me, well, you could tell me, but I wouldn't believe you. You can't tell me. It's all societal. It's all cultural. That's because you grew up in a society that told you you should. No, I wanted a girlfriend bad. And it wasn't to fit into societal norms.
Well, that's because there wasn't anything to do back then or where you lived. That's not true either. Or if you're choosing.
I'm so busy it about killed me.
Or if you're choosing going out to eat and concerts over what makes life worth living, I think you're making a poor choice. But, yeah, that's an astounding change in a beast and the way it lives. Like you always say, if any animal on Earth stopped coupling and having offspring, there'd be a panic among environmentalists. Oh, my God, what is going on? But that is what's happening with human beings in developed nations.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting to observe. Shocking. It's disturbing. Although, you know, what comforts me when I observe this stuff is I think there are, speaking of beasts in the animal kingdom, I think there's something at work here that is probably meant to be. Although the technological aspect of it is something that's brand new. But if you study, you know, biology at all, environmental systems, whatever, if there's an overpopulation of a particular beast, nature adjusts,
right,
through disease or starvation or predation or whatever, which is why you can't, you gotta be very careful about removing apex predators. We've figured out in the Western United States. Don't kill off the damn mountain lions and bears or you're gonna have an explosion of the things they eat and that'll lead to terrible problems. But anyway, but with humans, I almost never see bears on social media, for instance. So I doubt bears are saying, you know, I could get with a lady bear and then go hibernate, but why don't I play video games instead? So that's it's a twist that is impossible, I think, is impossible to compare to any other phenomenon.
Yeah, if you have an explanation, text line is 415-295-KFTC. But it gets beyond the conversation we've been having in the past about people not having kids, because then you can always make the argument, well, the housing's too expensive, or raising a kid costs $500,000, or whatever it is. This has got nothing to do with it. This is not saying you got to have a kid. It's just like having a boyfriend or girlfriend, and people aren't anymore.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Founded in 19... 19-